This is the People of Pauling, and what is your name?
My name is Terry Ariano.
And Terry, how long have you lived in Pauling?
I have lived in Pauling for 34 years.
And what brought you here?
My husband and I moved to Whaley Lake, where we found a small, affordable house and a place where we could raise our children, who were at that time, they were 3 years old and 3 months old. And we wanted to be in a country environment and find a place that had cultural opportunities, arts and music. And I continued to work in New York City for a while, commuting part-time.
And what do you think makes Pauling unique?
It's a place that offers so much for a small town. It has people who are interested in community involvement. It has beautiful areas to hike and kayak and cross-country ski and be outdoors in nature. It has great cultural opportunities, a concert series and other music venues. It's got a museum and galleries and a great library and art events and historic venues, a yoga studio and a great restaurant and lots of opportunities to volunteer and be part of the community. And easy access to the city via the train.
What do you think is Pauling's biggest challenge?
Well, I think it's a challenge for the community to remain accessible to young families and to seniors. Even with a comparable increase for our earnings of that time, I don't think we could have afforded to move here with the prices of homes today. Also, a challenge is to take care of the natural environment. The Great Swamp Watershed is a unique and precious natural resource, and we need to keep a lot of the area clean and undeveloped.
Now, this is the hard question. What is your favorite memory in Pauling? It can be anything, big, small.
I have a great memory from when we first moved here. Whaley Lake used to freeze over every winter, and enough so that trucks and ATVs would go out on it, and they would have these ATV competitions on it. Lowry and I were out ice skating with our 3.5-year-old son, Cody, and our 9-month-old daughter, Ariana, and we were pulling her in a sled. And we were way out on the middle of the ice, and we started hearing somebody calling Cody, my son's name, and we didn't know anybody around. We were wondering who knew Cody. So we went over and we found that we met this couple who, my husband, who was a singer-songwriter, the gentleman we met was a singer-songwriter from the South, and his wife was a photographer, and they had a son named Cody, and they later had a daughter. So we had these great interconnections, and we remained friends for a long time. But that just kind of summed up the experience of being in a place and experiencing the natural world and just connecting with people here.
Well, that's great. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I've always been happy being here in Pauling, and I wouldn't really want to leave.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.